This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
There's been growing attention on the killings of Black Americans by police. Now, new research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics shows that exposure to police under any circumstances has negative health effects on Black youth. WBEZ's Esther Yoon-Ji Kang sat down with Dr. Monique Jindal, one of the authors of the study. She's an assistant professor of clinical medicine at the University of Illinois, Chicago.
Dr. Jindal, your study shows that exposure to police, even when they're providing help, could be detrimental to the health and well-being of Black youth, especially males. What impact do these interactions have on a young person, and what adverse outcomes are we talking about here?
The outcomes are really widespread. So it could be things that are related to mental health, and so maybe diseases that people are more familiar with, like anxiety and depression, but it goes even deeper than that. The qualitative work in these quotes from kids really showed us the depth of which this was affecting them. So fearing for their life, not really thinking forward to the next day or the next week, really losing that future orientation, feeling hopeless, really questioning their own identity, wondering if, you know, they are allowed to be a child and what is really in store for them in society, and kind of being resigned to this idea that this is going to happen to them. So when it comes to mental health, I could talk for hours about the ways in which I think it impacted them. But then I think it goes in other areas too. So you look at risk behaviors, and so that might be related to substance use, like smoking or drug use, or even taking kind of some risks with your sexual behavior. So the number of sexual partners that you have, or even your willingness to engage in a sexual encounter, these were also related. And I think the last kind of bucket, so mental health, risk behaviors, and the last bucket is really an impaired sense of safety.
Can you say more about that impaired sense of safety?
Yeah, so I think what we found was that this came about in largely two different ways, one of which was actually direct maltreatment or abuse from law enforcement. And that could look like physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, some of the racial epithets that are used and the language that is used with children. It also looked like just this overall feeling that we don't have someone that's there to take care of us. So if we're in a situation where our safety is impaired for other reasons, we can't rely on this social institution to take care of us.
So what are some implications for doctors, so people in your own profession, and for scientists, for public health practitioners, and also policymakers? What can they do to improve outcomes for Black youth when it comes to contact with police?
I think first and foremost, we have to recognize police exposure and police contact as a critical determinant of health. And then I think once we really understand and are willing to admit that that is a negative exposure that many of our patients are facing, we have to be willing to screen for it, to understand that it can have negative impacts, to understand that it can affect a child's mental health, and then refer them to the necessary services. From a public health lens, I think while we looked at all these studies, there's almost 30 studies that we looked at, there's so much more work to be done, and critical amount of research to continue to be done to really understand what are the interventions that could take place that would make a difference in this area. But I think understanding that exposure to police has negative impacts on the youth that we're serving, we have to start reimagining how we can keep them safe. You know, many kids are exposed to police in their school settings and in their neighborhoods. And so really taking a critical look at where are police officers, where are children, and should those two things be coupled together? And what are the ways in which we can keep kids safe without the use of law enforcement?
Related to that, there's an ongoing debate about police officers in Chicago public schools. How should we weigh the safety benefits of constant police presence in schools with the negative effects of these interactions with Black youth that you found in your research?
I think the first question we have to ask ourselves is, whose safety are we talking about? And that's something that are interrogating in hospitals right now. Do we have police officers or security officers in hospitals to keep patient safe, or is it really our concern for employees or for the providers who are largely a different demographic than our patients? And so I think the same question goes for schools. What is the real purpose? And, you know, the data really doesn't support having them there. We're not seeing that there are good outcomes for schools that are employing these officers. But what we are seeing is that the disciplinary action that's taken against children of color in schools that have school resource officers or police officers is skyrocketing and really facilitating that school to prison pipeline.
You know, there's a growing chorus of people advocating for defunding police and limiting the scenarios in which police officers are called to respond. In what ways can cities consider scaling back police interactions?
You know, I think some cities have done a really beautiful job of kind of piloting crisis intervention programs where when there is an issue in a neighborhood or, you know, in a community center, that instead of the police being the first person who's called, that a crisis intervention team is called. And so that might be made up of people within the community, mental health professionals and things like that. And so I think sometimes what gets lost in this idea of defund the police. Well, where do those funds go? There are so many other places that we could be putting them to really mitigate these negative impacts of policing on the community.
That's Dr. Monique Jindal speaking with WBEZ's Esther Yoon-Ji Kang about the impact of police interactions on Black youth. This is WBEZ.